One day a little boy was excited to show his father what he could do. He kept saying, "Look at Daddy, look at me, look at Daddy, look at." But Daddy had his nose in the newspaper. So the boy got even louder. "Look at Daddy, look at me, look at, look at, look at." Finally, the dad couldn't take it any longer. He put his paper down and he said, "Okay, I'm looking. I think that this dad paints the picture of many people at Christmas time. We get distracted by all of the trappings of life. We fail to notice the beauty of the true meaning of Christmas. We have our nose in just so much other activity. But thankfully, we have someone to tell us to look at." Our scripture this morning is from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. And it reads this: "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I met when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.' Then John gave this testimony: 'I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.'" I went to Webster. And Webster gives several different meanings of look. One was to ascertain by the use of one's eyes. One is to exercise the power of vision. Another is to search for, to expect, to anticipate, to direct one's attention, and to gaze in wonder or surprise. So, here we go. The scripture tells us that John sees Jesus approaching, and he turns to the crowd gathered around him and he says, "Look, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Not me. I'm not the one. I'm just the messenger." He says, "Direct your attention to the person that I've been talking about." John says, "Get your eyes off of me. Get your eyes off the problems that you are facing. Get your eyes off of all the busyness that you are involved in. Direct your eyes upon Jesus. Gaze in wonder and surprise at the Son of God." John's message certainly is appropriate for us to today. We need to look. We need to really look. We need to make sure that we focus our attention upon Jesus. Sometimes it's difficult to see the babe in the manger through all of the sales flyers. We go home, reach for the Sunday paper because that's where all the ads are. And we look for the flyer from our favorite store. And we look for the shopping specials. And we see who's got wrapping paper on sale. It's getting close to the Christmas day. I'm sure it's discounted by now. Now, don't get me wrong. It's like I mentioned last week, it's a question of balance. There's nothing wrong with shopping for presents. Nothing wrong with using coupons. Nothing wrong with looking for deals. Nothing wrong with going home and reaching for the paper to see where the ads are. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the giving and the receiving of gifts. But if that is where our focus is, then we need John's proclamation to look. We need to make sure that we see Jesus rather as a baby in a manger, or an adult through giving a ministry, or all of the parables that he gives us, all of the instructions. We just need to look for Jesus. But we also need to enjoy the times with our family and with our friends. We need to enjoy the shopping and the music and the Christmas lights. But also make sure that you enjoy some time with Jesus Christ. Make sure you take time to gaze and wonder upon Jesus Christ. In the lyrics of Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, it says, "And the earth and the things of earth will go strongly dim in the light of his glory and grace." You see, Jesus is the Lamb of God. John says, "Look, the Lamb of God." This Christmas, I ask you to gaze upon baby Jesus in the manger. But I ask you to focus your vision even more so that you can see beyond the baby in the manger and see, this is going to surprise you, the shadow of the cross. Have you ever had somebody tell you to look at the cross at Christmas time? That's what it's all about. That's the reason Jesus Christ was given us. That's the reason for his birth, among other things. When John calls Jesus the Lamb of God, he is referring to the sacrificial lamb. The people of Jesus' day would be quite familiar with the idea of lambs and sacrifices. So in my search study, I came across this poem that was written by Eric Kurtz that tells it very well. So let me take a minute and just read it to you. Little baby in the hay, let me watch you sleeping away. Such innocence I've never seen. It tears me to think of your destiny. Little baby, I can't help but think, do you know the cup you'll have to drink? Little fingers, little hands will be scarred for this wretched man. Did you know that you would lay down your life? Did you know you would be a sacrifice? Did you know that you would go from a cradle to the cross? From a cradle to a cross. Little baby, open your eyes and see the ones for whom you give your life. A peaceful face, full of love, is now pure white, but will then be stained with blood. Little baby, free of blame, you will carry all of my shame. Little baby, wrapped in cloth, you will be disgraced and hung on a cross. Did you know you'd have nails through your hands? Did you know you would be rejected by man? Did you know you would wear a crown of thorns? Did you know you would be beaten and scorned? Did you know you would pay the price? Did you know you would save my life? Did you know that you would go from a cradle to the cross? From a cradle to a cross. Little baby, you can't speak a word, but crying from your eyes, I see my coming Lord. Little baby, somehow you know the still you choose to die. So, little baby, somehow you know, and still you choose to die for my soul. Still you choose to go from a cradle to a cross for me. From a cradle to a cross for me. Little baby, you went to the cross. You see, Jesus bears our sins. John says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We can't just look. We can't just see the Lamb of God. We have to come to the realization that Jesus went from the manger to the cross to bear our sins. Jesus is our sin bearer. John recognized that. And he told the people to look. John said, look at Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. He's here to deal with the problem of sin in our world. He is here to bear our sins. That is why Jesus came. That is why we are celebrating Christmas. Jesus was born so that he could die. He was born under humble and humiliating circumstances to an unwed mother. Born in a feed trough. He died under humble and humiliating circumstances, surrounded by criminals, treated like a criminal. And yet he did this for you and for me. That's the story of Christmas. Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth in the form of a baby so that he could live and then die for you and for me. But before we do, I just want to make sure you have the opportunity to look upon Jesus. To focus your attention on him. Perhaps you've come to the realization that although Christ came to take away the sins of the world, you still are carrying the sins in your own life. I'm sure there's some of us sitting here this morning. I'm sure all of us are sitting here this morning still carrying the sins of our life. If you haven't confessed your sin to Jesus, if you haven't allowed him to forgive your sins, if he hasn't come into your heart, I want to give you that opportunity to do just that this morning. Gracious Father, we just ask, Lord, that as we look towards you, that you would encourage us to invite you into our hearts. We are reminded, Lord, that you have come to this world just so that you could die. Open our hearts. Come into us today. Forgive us of our sins. We are asking for you to be a part of our life. So I ask you this morning, invite Jesus into your heart. You see, Jesus is the Creator. Jesus is the sustainer. And Jesus is the sin bearer. Ask him. He's listening. He hears you. He knows your needs. He knows all of your sins. And as we approach the holiday, the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded that the sole reason God gave his Son, allowed him to be born in a humble stable, laid in a trough that was carved out with stone, probably while animals were feeding from that same trough as Jesus laid there, gave him to an unwed mother, allowed Joseph to adopt him as his only son, allowed him to live several years, allowed him to have a ministry that has lasted over 2,000 years, allowed him to be crucified on a cross with criminals on each side, and while he suffered, he forgave this criminal and told him that he would be with him in paradise. All of this so Jesus would die for us. He gave him this heart so huge that there was enough room for forgiveness for everyone. And he invites us to receive him as our Savior, so that we can be with him in eternity, in this mansion on a hilltop, in an environment that is so glorious, so beautiful, that even Paul couldn't give it words to describe it. And all of God's people said,
Amen.